Blog Talk Radio.
The pastor cannot do it alone.
That's right.
And so it is important that the laity be trained and prepared to help the work of the church, to help in the work of the ministry, so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually, as we're taught in Ephesians chapter 4. So the laity has an important role in the church. There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training. Good afternoon and greetings to all of you, our listeners, our dear UFCCM affiliates, our friends, and many supporters. This is the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach Broadcast, and this is Teacher Margaret Tindall, along with our Program Director, Bishop H.D. Haywood, coming to you by way of UFCCM Anointed Radio. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to all of you who are tuning in by phone or on Facebook or even on the UFCCM website at ufccm.org. Blessings to you all, and we pray that you all are well. We thank God so much for allowing us another chance, another opportunity to connect with you as we continue this ministry and the work that he has assigned to our hands. Let us now go to the Lord in prayer. And today's prayer will be led by Deaconess in Training, Monica Zendler, from the Bread of Life Cathedral in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
Hello, Saints, I just want to thank God and praise him for a new day. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus, for waking us up this morning, Lord. I come to you, Lord, with a heavy heart about the pandemic, Lord. And I just pray the words of 2 Chronicles. I have heard your prayers and have chosen this place for myself as a temple of sacrifice. If I close the sky so there is no rain, or I command the grasshopper to consume the land, or if I send pestilence on my people, and my people who are called by my name humble themselves, pray and seek my face, turn from their ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. Heavenly Father, we come to you confessing that we need a healing for our land, O God. I pray, O God, with the pandemic reaching 500,000 people infected and almost over 20,000 people that have died. Heavenly Father, our responsibility as the body of Christ, as church, is to intercede on their behalf. Heavenly Father, you interceded for us when you sent your only begotten Son, and Jesus Christ hung on the cross as our intercession. Now, Father God, you are calling us to intercede for those that are lost, that they would hear the voice of the Lord and that they would turn their heart like the thief on the cross who at the last moment saw something in Jesus and repented. He didn't say a sinner's prayer. All he said was, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Heavenly Father, there are many people out there who are following the wrong God, following the wrong person, O God, but you are the right person. I pray, Heavenly Father, as we go into this time of study, that it will be an anointed time, O God, and that you would be with us and that you would be with all of our plans to fight against the coronavirus and to fight against a war that's even greater than that, and that is the war of Satan to take every soul to hell. We come against that in Jesus' name, and we pray, Heavenly Father, for a great revival to break forth across this land, oh God. I pray, Heavenly Father, that we as the churches, that the church will begin in each individual heart and spread across this land. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God that we worship and serve a prayer-answering God. And the scripture that the Lord has impressed upon me for sharing with you today is Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 3a. But now, thus says the Lord, which created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Amen. This is such a poignant scripture, particularly in light of what is going on today globally. The coronavirus. And this entire chapter 43 speaks to Isaiah's prophecy regarding the redemption and restoration of Israel. And it is so timely for us, the people of God today. We are so blessed to be with you today, and we don't take it for granted. And we're blessed as we approach the highlight of our year, Resurrection Sunday. And we thank God for Jesus. We thank God for Jesus' shed blood and resurrection. And we thank God for the empty tomb, because that lets us know that death does not have the final word. The world as we know it has been upended by this pandemic that we are experiencing right now. Amidst all the other things that are going on, these are indeed troubling times. Yet and still, in all of this, we trust God and we are moving forward by faith. It is no accident that the Lord inspired this theme for our UFCCM year. We are moving forward. We're not stopping. We're not giving up. We're not slacking up. We're yet moving forward by faith. Praise the Lord. We were led to use today's broadcast as a time of reaching out. I want to quickly share with you validation and how God is so great and how he works. Our speaker for today canceled in the middle of the week, and I sent out a note to Bishop Haywood telling him that maybe we could do a call-in show about how we're moving forward by faith in the midst of this pandemic. And Bishop Haywood came back immediately in agreement and said, you know, maybe we could do a check-up, check-on, and check-in. And I just embraced that immediately in my spirit, that this is a time when we can connect and check in one with another, when we can hear words of encouragement, love, and faith as our UFCCM leaders reach out to us. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, send a message to all the UFCCM bishops that you can think of and ask them to call into the show today to check in on the flock, to check up, and to check on. And to show you how God works, I was in the midst yesterday of getting ready to send out a plea to our bishops, and our ecumenical patriarch sent me an email, and he said he loved this theme, and could he have time to give a message of encouragement to the flock? And I was just so rejoicing, because this was validation that even before I did what God told me to do. He laid it on our ecumenical patriarch's heart to reach out. And I did afterwards reach out to our bishops, and we have a number of them who are going to be sharing with us today. And we also want you, our listeners out there in radio land, as they say, to be able to have a time to connect one with another, to share your comments and your praise reports and your prayer requests and how you see God working in your lives, especially during this troublesome time. So we are so grateful for our ecumenical patriarch, none other than Bishop His Excellency, His Eminence, Bishop Henry A. Tindall Sr., who is coming to us today with a special message of encouragement. Bishop Tindall, are you there? Well, Bishop Haywood is trying to connect with Bishop Tindall. For some reason, we lost the connection, but we are still moving forward by faith. Amen? So we also want to ask, we know that Bishop Banks will be calling in, Bishop Davis, Bishop Kramer. So if you all are out there, if you would just press 1 on your phone, stand by so that you may be brought in after Bishop Tindall. So we just thank God for this opportunity. And, you know, whenever we try to move forward in a mighty way, there seem to be hindrances. But as our theme says, we are moving forward by faith. So we hope to have Bishop Tindall in joining us in momentarily with his message of encouragement. As you know, this is a time when we all need as much encouragement as we can get. We often say we need to learn to encourage ourselves, and while that is true, encouragement from our leaders, encouragement one from another also means so much to us as we deal with the various situations and scenarios that are brought about by what is going on that we have to deal with. And we know the scriptures give us so many wonderful examples of how God strengthens us and encourages us and allows us to persevere even in suffering and while we're going through. You know, I think about Joshua, who the Lord let him know that no one will be able to stand against you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And that promise is still true and still applicable for us today. Amen.
Teacher Tyndall, God bless you. We do have Bishop Tyndall and Mother Bishop now. They are waiting. We have one good problem, and I don't know how this happened because I thought we had unlimited listeners dial in. Our lines are full, and others are not able to get in. I think Bishop Kramer was calling me a moment ago, and I think that's probably what he's going to say. So I may have to call out of the system to those that we can't get on. But again, if you are there, if you're a pastor or a bishop that Teacher Tyndall has already spoken with, she's already said, please press 1. That way I'll find you. And let's just make sure that the rest, you know, Teacher Tyndall gave those instructions, but for whatever reason, I'm just echoing it. At the end or toward the end of the show, other listeners, you will have an opportunity, you know, to voice your comment, check in, and so forth. But at the moment, because the lines are full, we're asking that only the bishops and pastors that Teacher Tyndall, our host, has already previously spoken to would press 1 now. That way I can find you, and look like a few are pressing 1 now. That way I can find you through the good problem that we have with the lines being absolutely totally full. All right, and now anytime you're ready, Teacher Tyndall, Mother Bishop Tyndall, our ecumenical patriarch, he is waiting.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop Haywood. What a good situation to have. But at this time, I'd like to bring before you our ecumenical patriarch, Bishop Henry A. Tyndall, Sr. Good morning. Good afternoon, Bishop Tyndall.
Good afternoon, Teacher Tyndall. How are you all doing today?
We are doing well, thank the Lord.
Wonderful, wonderful. I thank God for the opportunity that the Lord has presented to us to share with those of you who are listening into the Energy Training Radio broadcast. We are excited to hear from that will be calling in to share words of encouragement with you. This is just such a wonderful and special time of the year in which we prepare for Resurrection Sunday. And as I contemplated this and the opportunity presented itself that I read in the message Teacher Tyndall sent out yesterday about check up, check on, and check in, I just felt the leading in my spirit to share these special words with you. You know, all four of the Gospels record a narrative that is so touchingly rendered about how, as it began to dawn upon the first day of the week, a number of women, at least two, but most likely more than two, went out to the place where the body of Jesus had been laid after it was taken down off of the cross. And we may say that their purpose of going to the sepulchre was to threefold, to check on and to check in. They went on the first day of the week, Sunday, and it was the eighth day from the previous Sunday, which was Palm Sunday. The number 8 is of utmost significance in the scripture. It is the number of a new beginning. On the particular Sunday that the women went to check on the body of Jesus, they did not know that the body of Jesus would not be in the sepulchre. What they did know was that they needed to check on Jesus. They made haste or hurried to do so. They arrived at the sepulcher at daybreak, or what we may call sunrise. Hurry to Jesus. Don't wait. When they arrived to check on the body of Jesus, they found out that Jesus had already checked on them. As always, Jesus has the answer before you can ask the question.
Amen.
Right now, all over the world, people are experiencing something terrible. Fear and anxiety are troubling the hearts and minds of millions. We are all going through right now, but be assured, when you check on Jesus, day breaks. He turns your night into day. Sunrise begins when the S-O-N shines in your life.
Amen.
You understand what the prophetic words of David in Psalms 30 and 5 mean. Even though weeping may endure for a night, joy cometh in the morning. Check on Jesus, because the word says in Psalms 16:11, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of death.
At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Let me say in this season to all of you that are listening as a word of encouragement, better days are coming. For those women who rushed to the sepulchre on the beginning day of the week, they found out that Easter Sunday ushered in a new beginning in which the fulfillment of God's promise, behold, I make all things new, began to manifest.
Yes.
The celebration of Easter had been around years before Resurrection Sunday. It was a pagan holiday of worship of the so-called God of Spring. An entirely different concept of Easter was introduced through God by the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. God fully taught through the death, burial, and resurrection of his son Jesus,
yes,
that Easter Sunday,
mm-hmm,
or what we should call Resurrection Sunday,
amen,
comes only after crucifixion.
Yes, yes.
The crown comes after the cross. There can be no eternal life for anybody unless there is first a dying. However, crucifixion is about dying. The old man, the Adamic nature in you, must be crucified in order for you to live. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:31, I die daily. As a boy growing up in church, I remember the saints singing, if I die now, I won't have to die anymore.
Amen.
Sunday reminds us that Jesus did the dying,
yes,
so that we may do the living.
Amen.
Romans 5:6 bears this out, where Paul wrote, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Or Romans 5:8, but God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 15:3-4. You have heard it so many times. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. As you observe and celebrate this Easter Sunday, remember that you are empowered by the finished work of our Savior on the cross. Check in with Jesus every day. He wants to hear from you.
Amen.
Check on your brothers and sisters in the Lord. Share an encouraging word. Continue to check into the Alpha and Omega of your faith through his living word, which is your Bible. And finally, let Resurrection Sunday remind you that you are a new creation in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
All things have passed away.
Yes.
You are now able to keep moving, and you're able to keep moving forward by the faith that you have in our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm reminded in closing this of the words of the songwriters Bill and Gloria Gaithers, who wrote these beautiful words, because he lives.
Yes.
Yes.
I say tomorrow.
Amen.
I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow.
Yes.
I don't know what news I'm going to hear tomorrow,
yes,
but I know who holds the news in his hand.
Yes.
Because he lives, therefore, All fears are gone.
Yes.
I'm not worried about the pandemic that's going out throughout the world. I'm concerned and I'm praying for all that I can, but I'm not worried about it.
Yes.
Because all fears are gone. Easter tells me that because I know he holds the future,
yes,
I also know that life,
yes,
is worth the living, yes, for, because he lives.
Amen.
God bless you and God help you. Think of the resurrection not as the end of Christ's life on earth, but as the beginning,
yes,
of a new phase of God's dealing with his beloved creatures. Barah Hashem, I leave with you. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank our ecumenical patriarch for that word. When you check on Jesus, day breaks. That is my inspiration and my hope for this day, that we,
yes,
check in and check with Jesus so the day may break in our lives. And day is coming in this situation, saints. It's coming.
Amen.
God. Thank you so much, Bishop, for those encouraging words as we approach Resurrection Sunday. I'm sorry. Bishop Haywood?
Yes, I'm right here.
Do we have other bishops on the line right now?
Bishop Kramer, excuse me, Bishop Kramer was able to get in. I got Bishop Kramer if you'd like me to pull him in.
Yes, please.
All right, well, Bishop Kramer should be live on the mic.
Hello there, and God bless you all. It's an honor to be with you today as we look forward to Resurrection Sunday. I was sharing a little bit earlier, as I have done for the last two or three weeks, as we've gone into this pandemic, I see a lot of people who are worried and concerned. They're panicked. They're almost at a state of fear. And I tell every one of them that I refuse to live in a state of fear. I refuse to operate in a state of fear. The Bible says that he's given us, not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Now, I don't know about everybody, but I'm asking the people that I share with two basic questions. Who are you trusting in? Are you trusting in a world system that is already corrupted and undone, or have you put your faith and confidence in God? The Bible says that if we trust him, he will keep us in all our ways.
Amen.
Now, does that mean that I'm going to be irresponsible in what I do in dealing with this pandemic? No. But after I've done what I know to do, then I'm going to put my confidence and trust in God to keep me. The Bible says that it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. All of us have an appointed time that we are to leave this present world. You can't shorten it, and you can't get ahead of it.
Amen.
But there's a time. So for the time that we're here, it behooves us to learn to walk in the promise of God to us. I ran across something some while back, and I've been sharing it with a lot of others, and it seems to help a lot of people, so I want to share that with you today. I looked up the word comfort when this all began, and the word comfort is actually a compound word. It comes from two words, the word come and the word fort or forth. Now, what that means is that we're to come into the fortress that God has provided for us. When our country was first being settled, we had issues with different tribes of Indians and the British and everybody else. And we built forts for protection. We built forts so that people could come to a place where they felt safe, where they felt secure, where their needs were provided. And once you were in the fort, you felt relatively certain that nothing could harm you. But in God, there is a place where nothing can harm you. The Bible says we are hidden with God in Christ Jesus. That word hidden means we're in a place where the devil can't even find us. We're hidden. We're out of sight. Also, the Bible says in Psalm 91, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Amen.
Now, I'm just going to say this. For those of you who are panicked or fearful and you claim to be followers of Jesus Christ, don't do that. Put your confidence and trust in Jesus Christ. Come into the fort. The enemy can rage on the outside. He can rant. He can do all sorts of things on the outside. But if you're in Christ Jesus, and I'm not talking about being irresponsible. Let me say that again. But if you're in Christ Jesus, he said none of these plagues would come nigh your dwelling. Not my words, but his.
Amen.
And so while I'm not perfect, I have things that I deal with every day, there's a few things that I'm concrete on. And one of those things is that I trust God to take care of me no matter what comes my way. I trust God to be my source, my supply, my deliverer, my provider, my healer. And for those of you who may be listening today, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ,
amen,
then this time is a time for you to open your heart, to open your mind to the truth of God's word and come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and allow him to cause you to rise above fear and doubt and anxiety and all that other negative stuff and realize that what he says is true about you, that he will translate you. You'll be translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, and you'll have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, never to be blotted out. He said, whosoever will, let him come, and I will in no wise cast him out. That's a promise that you can stand on today if you don't know Jesus Christ. And if you do, and you're doubting or you're fearful or you're experiencing anxiety, remember that God has promised to be your keeper.
Yes.
He's promised to be your deliverer. So the two questions are, who are you putting your confidence and trust in? The world or in God? And if you are a believer, why are you fearful? Put your confidence and trust in God, because He is your keeper today. And I say that with confident assurance, because I've seen God bring me through so many trials, so many tests. And my story is really not any different than anybody else's who walks with the Lord. I just take God at His word. I'm just foolish enough to believe that what God says about me and what He will do for me will work. And I want you to feel that same assurance today. So in Jesus' name, let this word settle in your heart. Let this word be an encouragement to you. I've been teaching for some time that God wants us to become the best encouragers that we can possibly be. Because you never know when you might say something to someone who will lift them out of despair and fear and doubt, despondency. It may deliver them from some spirit of suicide or hurt. And so learn to be the best encourager you can be. And I'm not talking about doing this in a holier-than-thou kind of way, but encourage with the same hope and encouragement that you have been encouraged with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right out of God's word. God bless you today. God bless you today and be with you as we move through these troubled times. Know that God is for you and not against you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Bishop Kramer, we thank you so much. And I don't think you gave that second question, which you had shared with me earlier, which is, can worrying change anything? And I was sharing with Bishop Kramer this morning, I was reading an article about tips to give people who can't sleep at night because they're so upset about the coronavirus. And talking with Bishop Kramer this morning, he started off giving that question to people that come to you with these concerns. Worrying can't change anything. And I will tell you, I shared with him, I have had wonderful sleeps every night, not tossing and turning, not worrying.
Amen.
Because I know in whom my trust is placed. And Bishop Kramer, I also want to say now I have a whole new perspective on that word comfort. I never thought of it in that way. Come into the fort, the fortress of God. Thank you so much for encouraging us mightily today. So, Bishop Haywood, do we have another one of our bishops?
Well, you know, I haven't been able to take anyone in the room yet, in the screening room, but we do have a couple of so I'll go ahead and so we'll just bring this particular bishop or pastor 254-289. May I ask who we have here?
Bishop Davis.
Davis, bless you.
Oh, hi, Bishop Davis.
Blessings, blessings, blessings.
So glad to hear your voice and that you could be with us today.
It is a joy. I had planned to tune in. I was.
Well, we're getting some background, so I think you'll have to mute whatever you're listening to in the background. That way you won't get the background. You know, I remember that happening, you know, for many, many years in radio. They would always say, okay, caller, turn your radio down. And we'll just say, caller, turn your radios down.
Amen.
Bishop Haywood. Bishop Davis here.
Yes, we can hear you much better now, Bishop.
Okay. I was just, you know, this has been such a great morning so far to our ecumenical leader, Bishop Tyndall, a senior, to Mother Bishop, and to our host and hostess of UFCCM Laity Radio. Just bring your greetings from Killeen, Texas, first of all. I was looking at the scripture that Teacher Tyndall read this morning, and it really touched me because I was thinking about some things and what is going on before we can ever get to resurrection. And I know tomorrow is Resurrection Sunday. Before we can ever get to resurrection, something that reached out and touched me are those scriptures. And I can spiritualize it, and I'm not trying to get too deep exegetically, but what I would like to do is just share something here. And I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. It says, "But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you." And now when I begin to look at that, I had to go all the way back to the book of Genesis when God said, "Let us make man in our image." Listen to the Lord who created you. He created us in his spirit. And a lot of times what we see, we always want to go to Genesis chapter 2, verse number 7, where he formed us. But no, he created us in his spirit, which is the spirit of God. Created, the Bible says, created he them. Excuse me. And can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you very well.
Okay. Okay, and then he's, you know, most of the time we want to jump to he formed us and da-da-da-da. Great on, great. And most of us know these scriptures, and I don't want to just go into them a whole lot. But one of the things I want to listen to, I want you to hear, I also listened to Bishop Tyndall when he was talking about Resurrection Sunday, how an eighth day, a new beginning. In order for us to have a new beginning, one of the things I began to look at, gosh, it's always something, but one of the things I began to look at when Bishop Tyndall was giving us that inspirational word is that, "But now, O Jacob, the Lord, listen to the Lord your God who created you." And one of the things we do, a lot of times we want to jump from creation to resurrection when we really haven't gotten the full picture of who God is. And so when I really get the full picture of who God is, because from creation to resurrection, there has to be some steps that we have to take.
Amen.
And one of the steps I began to look at was discipleship. Yes, God created us in his spirit. He formed us from the dust of the ground. He blew into us the breath of life. We became a living soul. Now we have to be discipled from who we were when Adam sinned in the garden. We have to be discipled to who God is. God has always been in us, but we didn't know who God was. And so as we look into this Resurrection Sunday, now it's a new beginning, resurrect. In order to be reconciled, one has to already have a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I cannot be, I cannot be reconciled, if I'm a married man and me and my wife have taken a separate role, we cannot be reconciled if we was never married.
Amen. That's true.
So Jesus is married to the church. Sometimes we get lost, and we have to be reconciled back to him in order for us to reach the fullness of resurrection. Amen. I hope I'm saying something here.
Amen.
But the other thing he says is in verse 2. He says, when you go through the water, water is a signal of baptism.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when Israel left Egypt, they went through the water as slaves and they came out as sons. And so when I begin to see that, I said something else. I seen the other part of it. It says, "I will be with you when you go through the fire, when you go through the river of difficulty."
Amen.
There are going to be some difficult times. There are going to be some unstable times. Matter of fact, we're living in an unstable time now. And we see this COVID-19 coronavirus all around us. But fear not, for God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. So we have to keep our faculties intact as we go through this river of difficulties, knowing that he will not let us drown.
Amen. Amen.
And then he says, in clause C, he says, when you go through the fire, and sometimes fire is a sign of oppression, something is coming against us. And when we go through that fire of oppression, we need to understand that we're going to come out. We're not going to be burned. Our clothes are not going to smell like smoke. We're not going to smell like smoke. Our hair is not going to smell like smoke. There's not going to even be the smell of smoke on us because he is with us. Matter of fact, if I could go further just to drop this in your spirit, he is the fire.
Amen.
And if he's the fire, he's not a consuming fire, but he's a purging fire. He's getting us ready for a great day, which I can see as Resurrection Sunday, when he decides to resurrect us, resurrect us. Could I use as a euphemism, as he begin to redirect us, amen, as he begin to redirect us, then we will begin to see where we are going. Right now, we don't know where we're going because this COVID-19 virus has a lot of people in a state of confusion.
Yes.
They're perplexed. Some of them even cast down.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to understand that the Lord our God is an awesome God.
Yes,
He will speak for us when we don't know what to say. He will take steps for us when we don't know where to go. And so what we need to do is just not contend with the Word of God, but we need to embrace the Word of God.
Amen.
And as I close, I'm gonna share something, and then I'm gonna close. I'm gonna give somebody else a chance because I know that there's plenty of room in the end. Amen. plenty of room in the end.
Yes.
Amen. And God is trying to develop us so that we can go forth and move forth and do the things that he wants us to do. I was looking at something he says, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And I think I shared this with you once before that, you know, when we look at an image, when we used to have those 35-millimeter cameras, you remember those?
Mm-hmm.
We would snap the picture, but we didn't have the photo. So what the film would catch on it, when the shutter would open, it would catch an image. And that image had to be developed. When God decided to make us in his image, he captured a photo of himself to make us just like him. Mm. And when he began to develop the photo, we begin to be like him. And as we begin to be developed, like the photo is being developed, we begin to be more like the sons of God and the children of God. Because when he first snapped the photo, it was only an image. God said, I got to make them like me. And if I can make them like me, then I can send them out. And so I had to traverse all the way over to the Mark chapter 16, and this is what the Lord showed me. He said, when I snapped the photo of you, you was only an image.
Mm.
I had to let you travel in my spirit. And then he took us over to the second chapter of Genesis, where he began to form the photo. And he begins to put all the things in place that the photo would need to operate in the earth realm. And so when he finally got the photo to its full capacity, where we could operate in the earth realm, you know, he brought something to my mind. You know, when you go out to buy like a can of soup or a can of SpaghettiOs, it may say 12 ounces, 12 ounce can, a 16 ounce can. Well, that's all they're going to get in that can is 12 or 16 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to know something. We are the only packages that God could just keep putting stuff in and keep putting stuff in and keep putting stuff in. And we won't be like the wine pouch. We won't burst.
Amen. Oh, praise God.
And so as he developed us, he's still developing us. He's still developing us. And so now he's ready to drop that intimate part in us, which is called the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
So when he drops the Holy Spirit in us, it reminds me, I keep going back to Bishop Tindall because Bishop Tindall is such an expert at breaking down scripture.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. He is a spiritual erudite.
Yes.
And so I begin to look at this, and let me finish this up because I can, you know, I love doing this. But let me share this. In Mark chapter 16, starting at the 15th verse, this is what he said. And he said unto them, go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Or that word creature means every creation. He that believeth is baptized and shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. God bless you. God be with you. And God keep you. Happy Resurrection Sunday. Get all you can and can all you get. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop Davis, for those inspirational words. And I, you know, I'm taking notes as fast as I can. But I love what you said, that we are to keep our faculties intact as we go through the river of difficulties, knowing that God will deliver us. What a word of encouragement, in addition to the other beautiful ways that you have broken down that scripture in Isaiah 43. I think we're going to take a real quick commercial break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. This is Bishop H.D. Haywood, Sr., Communications Chair for the UFCCM. And I am so excited that my excited is excited for you. In the upcoming 2020 year, there is a vision like none other. Please stay tuned by going to UFCCM.org, that's UFCCM.org, and you will receive all of the exciting happenings and events. Again, UFCCM.org, don't delay.
Well, listeners, we are back, and we thank God for our ecumenical patriarch and our bishops who have called in with such wonderful, wonderful words of encouragement that we need to sustain us through this difficult time that we're living in. Now, we're going to open up the lines for our listeners, and I want to remind you that this is a time for you to share your testimony, your praise report, your prayer request, your comments. Remember that the call-in number is 347-850-1405. I understand that the lines are already full, so those of you who are already on the line, if you want to share, you must dial 1 on your phone, and Bishop Haywood will bring you right into the broadcast.
Excuse me. Yes, we do have quite a few. Excuse me, have already pressed 1, and we've got a lot of you on the line. So, you know, I'm just, you know, extremely excited, as always say, so excited that my excited is excited through it all. You know, remember Andre Crossy, through it all, I've learned, you know, Pastor Bev's not here, so I'm not going to embarrass myself with trying to sing. But, you know, one of the things I think that's so important is we all check in. We need to just, and Teacher Tindall checking in, and Bishop Tindall was so absolutely correct and on point, and it's a blessing to receive that type of encouragement, you know, from the word, from your leaders. You know, we are leaders, but, you know, every leader should have a leader. You know, I often say if you're just following yourself, you know, then you're really not a leader at all.
Amen.
So this is kind of, you're just taking a walk. That's basically what you're doing. you know, but, you know, we have been, you know, just to check, you know, just so we can check in from here in Fond du Lac, you know, since the very first start, you know, of this, you know, we took it serious. I didn't take it overly. I wasn't overly concerned. But as we begin to know more and learn more, you know, of course, we have, we at our church, our minister of safety is my brother. And, you know, he's been through New Orleans, you know, Katrina and all of these things. And he pretty much everything that he said was going to happen has happened in terms of what was going on, you know. But I didn't want to let him, you know, loose too much. You know, it's kind of like that movie that had the security person, our Deacon Hal. You know, you say to him, he says, well, you got nothing to be worried about. And he said, well, I get paid to be worried about nothing when I have nothing to be worried about. So that's just one. So that's just, you know, we all have people in our life, but we as leaders, you know, we want to be practical. You know, we live and by the word of the Lord. And, you know, we're having church. You know, we have nine. We have nine in the room. I've seen Bishop Banks, you know, online with ministry and others. And, you know, we're doing what God has called us to do. We're not retreating. You know, but we're doing what God has called us. This is my check-in, Word of Life here in Fond du Lac. We're doing what God has called us to do, yet we're being compliant. And one of the other things I wanted to say, Teacher Tindall, is, I know the pastor in Louisiana and someone else where they had those churches was very reckless, in my opinion. But I've cautioned our folks, and I've said this, you know, let's not be too judgmental and rush to judgment on anyone because we don't know what, you know, was happening in that place with that church. To me, as far as I'm concerned, that's between God, that pastor or those pastors, and the law, and they'll Amen. Sort it out just fine. None of them need our help to do that. So,
Amen.
But I wouldn't do it, and I won't do it. You know, we're going to be compliant. We, you know, we do the best we possibly can. And so, you know, we want to just say, UFCCM affiliates and friends, let's just continue to do what God will. We're fine. We're doing well. You know, sometimes a cough is just a cough, so nobody has a scramble.
You know, Amen.
You know, it doesn't mean that we got the COVID. Sometimes
That's right.
a cough, just a cough, and I'm not feeling good. So let's just kind of keep those things down. But, you know, at the same time, Teacher Tindall, I'm so grateful for this platform. Let me stop talking. We have 32 minutes, 15 seconds, 14 seconds now and counting, and we have our lines full. So, Teacher Tindall, if you don't mind, I want to give, you know, and reiterate your instruction. We have quite a few people on the line. We're going to try to get to everyone, but we're checking in, checking on, you know, and calling in. We're doing all of those things. So, you know, basically when you get on, just check in with us. Tell us how you're doing. Let us know, you know, how your church is doing, how your ministry is doing, you know, and that type of thing. And then we're going to move to the next person. And that doesn't mean we're rushing you, but we want to make sure, you know, that we're on point, you know, with the subject as Bishop Tindall, you know, so rightfully check up, check on, check in. Teacher Tindall, thank you so much for calling even, you know, and, you know, bringing this particular program, you know, on this Saturday. So if you want, I can start bringing folks in.
All right. And callers, make sure you talk nice and loud so we all can hear you.
All right. Well, caller, you're at area code 410. And the first three extensions of your phone is 967. So 410-467. Go right ahead.
God bless you. This is Bishop Hobson from the great state of Massachusetts. We bless God. We give honor to the Lord, to our ecumenical patriarch, to our Mother Bishop, and to all of the Ebob and the Scob and everybody. We just bless
God.
If I
knew that was you, Bishop Hobson, I would have had the Hallelujah chorus playing.
We are so blessed and honored for this platform and this privilege just to check in. We are honored of the Lord. And the first scripture that came to my mind was Psalms 133. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
Yeah,
we are
yeah.
so excited to just be in the land of the living, calling in from the Reconstruction Church. And we did have one case that was in our congregation, but thanks be unto God for victory. The nation is doing much better. They are recovering.
Praise God.
And
yes.
we bless the Lord for the Holy Ghost leading us to shut the church down 2 weeks prior before it even took place.
Praise
so
God.
We just honor the Lord for his faithfulness. And God is so good and so kind to us. The family that was affected with the person, but the person that was part of that family that was all in the same household, they had all taken, praise God, the test, and they all came out negative. So we give God praise for that.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
So even in the midst of this pandemic, God is still showing himself faithful. And if I was to encourage the people of God, I love how it says check in, check on, and check up, but please don't check out. This is
Amen.
Not the time to lose faith. This
All
is
right.
not the time to lose hope. Hallelujah.
That's
this is
right.
the time to stand firm on the word of God. We are not fearful, but we are cautious. We're not fearful because God doesn't give us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. But so we're cautious. Now, and we're just so grateful. So the assignment may not be comfortable, but it's much needed in this hour. What we're going through, praise God, this is an assignment. We are the remnant. So
yes.
therefore, it's an assignment, and we have to carry this assignment. Thank you for this time. Thank you for this place. This is Bishop Hobson checking up, checking in, checking on. But I promise you, I'm not checking out.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Amen.
Wow,
praise God.
Powerful. Powerful.
Yes.
Caller,
yes,
you're
yes.
443. Caller 443-473. Go right ahead. Caller, you're at 443-473. Go right ahead.
Oh, that's not the horn.
473-473.
443-473.
That's you. Go right ahead, caller.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I thank God for being able to listen to the broadcast today. And I was studying my word, and I just looked over here in Proverbs. God had given me this a long time ago, to trust in him with all my heart.
Yes.
And he said, lean not on my own understanding. He told me not to. Lean on my own understanding. In
yes.
all my ways to acknowledge him, and he would direct my path. And truly God is directing my path. And I'm glad that I could tap in today and hear what thus says the Lord. I got a good message from each and every one. And I desire for you all to continue to remember Mother Horn and pray for me, and I will pray for you. And I thank God for all of the bishops and every message that I heard today. And I pray that God will keep me under the blood. And
Amen.
That I will continue on, not giving up, but trying to be out there in the atmosphere, trying to get others to understand and know that God is real and he's standing by.
Amen.
So pray for me, and I will pray for you. Thank you, God.
Amen. Bless
Amen.
You, Mother Horn. Amen.
Teacher Tender, don't you love it when those mothers like that call in with the Holy Ghost and the mighty burning
oh my.
Fire?
I'm trying to keep still. Praise the Lord.
Caller, you're at 301-758. Go ahead and check in. Come on, go ahead and check in and let us know how you're doing. Caller, you're 301-758. Go right ahead.
Good morning, everyone. This is Elder Hunt. I just want to say I praise God for the messages of encouragement that we heard today. And I just praise God because we're in a season where we have to learn to be patient, where we have to stand on the word of God, and where we must be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord. We know that this too shall pass, but in this time, I praise God because I believe that we're going to see manifestations of who he truly is as people examine themselves, examine their lives, and come back to the Lord and give their hearts to him, and not only give them to him, but stay with God, because without him, we have no hope. I just thank God for this broadcast. I thank God for all the speakers who have just encouraged my heart, and together we will make it through this, and we are trusting God always, because
yes.
with him, all things are possible.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Elder Hunt.
Amen. Amen. Caller, you are 414-562. Go ahead and check in and let us know how you're doing there. Caller, you're 414-562. Go right ahead.
Oh.
Yes, go right ahead.
This is Elder Emerson.
Blessings, Elder Emerson.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I have really, truly enjoyed, you know, the broadcast so far and the messages that everybody, you know, has sent out. I think it's really good that we're doing this because it's needed right now. And I agree with everybody that we do have to put our confidence and our trust in God. And I thought about the other day, last week, when I had three days of diarrhea. And I remember somebody was saying, well, one of the symptoms of this coronavirus diarrhea. And the first thing you think is, oh, is that, do I have it? But then I had to get a grip and say, wait a minute. I had diarrhea before, and I had this before. So we can't just everything just get us so
sometimes
afraid.
Sometimes a cough is just a cough.
Has not given us the spirit of fear.
Amen.
Power, love, and a sound mind. And as Bishop Davis said, we still need to be cautious, though.
Yes.
That doesn't mean that we just go out there and just say, well, we don't have to do anything else that the government says, because God wants
right.
us to respect the government. So
yeah,
I
right.
think that, you know, we just need to know that God did not cause this coronavirus, but he allowed it because
Amen.
Our people turned away from him. You know, there's so much that many people that have just turned away from God, and he's getting our attention. And so it will be interesting to see how many return to him, you know, when this is over. Because we just can't live in fear. So I think it's just, it's a great thing to know that, you know, we just got to stay encouraged. And, you know, we can't let worry, you know, live by fear. We still have to do what we have to do, but still practice being safe. And just pray for our brothers, you know.
All right. God bless you. Listen, we have caller, you're at 504-334. Go right ahead. Caller, you're 504-334. Go ahead and check in and let us know how you're doing there. Caller, you're at area code 504. That's a Louisiana area code, so 504-334. Go ahead and check in and let us know how you're doing and just say a word of encouragement. Sometimes folks don't know we're talking to you. I'll try one more time. Caller, you're at area code 504-334. All right. We'll go to the next one. Caller, you're at area code 504. One more time, 334. Go right ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead.
Hi, this is Brother Hal Heywood. Good morning. I enjoyed everything that I heard this morning, and I thank God for you all coming on. I would just like to say we're all blessed. We're still blessed, and not to worry. Like I should tell everybody, don't panic. Be prepared and stay informed to everything that's going on so we can share all our knowledge that we get to help everybody else. And pretty much
Amen.
That's all I have to say.
Amen. If I could just interject with what Brother Hal just said, a neighbor shared this with me that, you know, people talk about not watching the news, but when we watch the news, we know what's going on, but we also know what to pray for. So thank you for that reminder, Brother Hal.
Amen. All right, caller. Now, if I get you twice, it's only because I'm going down the line, and when some come in and come out, our switchboard kind of jumps around. But caller, you're at area code 443-497. Go right ahead. Check in and let us know how you're doing. Caller, you're 443-497. Go right ahead.
Blessings to everyone. This is Overseer Brooks. I'm just enjoying the conversations and the encouraging words from the bishops. I'm Teacher Margaret asked me to give the closing prayer, but since I'm on the phone, I just want to thank God and praise God for this opportunity. I believe that the Lord has us, as one stated before, that he didn't send the virus, but he allowed the virus. And I believe through this, a lot of families will reunite and come together. a lot of people will have time to accept change. And when change is there, amen, that means some modifications have to take place in our, some of our personal lives, and allow the Lord to do what he has to do. So we just honor God and just thank God. We're not panicking. We're not fearful. We're just thanking God for this opportunity, and we just honor the Lord for the radio broadcast and all of the services that the UFCCM has been having over Zoom. And we're just encouraging all of the UFCCM churches, the entire UFCCM family, to just to continue to seek the Lord and just pray. Amen. Because during this time, there's going to be individuals that will come back to the Lord, those that backslid, those that just need to come to Christ. And the UFCCM nation, the UFCCM nation will be there to capture and to bring in not just those that aren't saved, also pastors and leaders that need a covering. So we need to be on guard and ready when this influx of persons come in. So I just give God the praise and the glory and honor. We just all need to continue to pray for one another.
Amen. Thank you, Overseer. And we hear you, the UFCCM Nation. We're speaking broadly. And we just give God the praise for those words. I believe they're prophetic words as we embrace the UFCCM Nation.
Yes.
Amen. Well, blessing to you, Elder. Overseer Brooks, listen, Teacher Tyndall did say that you were doing you're going to cover us in our exiting prayer. So make sure that I'm not going to put you on mute. Maybe just go ahead and I'm going to leave you live. Just mute your phone, and then that way it'll be a lot easier for you to come back in with the final prayer. Is that okay, Teacher Tyndall?
Amen. Excellent. Yes.
Isn't this something how people ask if it's okay after I already done said it?
All right.
We have caller, you're at, I know this one right here. Caller, you're at area code 920204. Go right ahead. Okay, caller, you're at, Overseer Haywood, God bless you. I know your number. So, go right ahead. Uh-oh, something must be wrong with her phone. We'll come back to Overseer Haywood. I saw her on the line as well. Okay, caller, you're at area code 410-340. Go right ahead, check in, and let us know how you're doing. Caller, you're at area code 410-340. Go right ahead. All right. Well, we'll move right on. Caller, you're at area code 704-274. Go right ahead.
That's Bishop Tyndall. I just dialed in.
Oh, Bishop Tyndall again. Well, that's always good to see Bishop Tyndall.
This is Bishop Tyndall again. We just switched over to a different phone. But the wonderful remarks that are coming in today.
Amen. Well, it's always good to get our a double take. You know, in this case, it's a what is four? Let me see. Four quartet is five. What is four? We got some smart people out there. What is four?
A four is a quartet.
I thought five was a quartet.
I think five is a quintet, if I'm not mistaken.
So I guess, all right. Well, I don't normally, you know, I know more words and know more things than I can actually spell. So anyway, well, we're going to go back and see if, I think we've gotten pretty much everyone, and those that I've been calling in, they didn't raise their hand, so I think they're shy and don't want to say anything. They're just listening in. But, Teacher Tyndall, I think that at this particular point, moment, you know, I'd really like to just share one last thing, if that's okay with you.
Oh, yes, please.
You know, one of the things that I've found you know, and one of the things that we're doing right now, in the beginning, you know, we were talking, you know, our messages were not necessarily geared toward the COVID-19 situation, but we did want to inform people in terms of what that meant in scripture and how this, you know, is important. So I'm extremely excited, you know, to hear all of the reports throughout the UFCCM around the world. It's so very important. You know, what is the last thing I think I'd like to say is this. I believe was it Bishop Davis that, you know, or one of the bishops or pastors, you know, were saying that, you know, God didn't send it. And, you know, we echo that God didn't send it. But here's the thing, you know, the Bible tells us of pestilences, you know, and plagues and so forth. And, you know, a pestilence is different from a plague, obviously. But one of the things that we need to understand is that sin causes all these things. The disregard for who God is, at some point, that's going to catch up with us. Now, I'm not trying to sound the alarm at this moment, because one of the things we have done is, because we're in Holy Week and all of these things, our messages have been more geared, you know, toward, you know, our Lord and Savior giving his life and resurrecting and all these things. That was the most important thing for our message right now. You know, however, you know, it is correct and right that we sound the alarm. And then when we sound the alarm, to give good and correct information, don't overgive and don't undergive. But it's important that we give correct, balanced information. It is so important that we do that.
Amen. That is so true.
So I think that's extremely important, you know, that we do this. And, you know, make sure that we spread the word. Also, Brother Hal, you know, send a message in, spread the word to the young people. Our young people, you know, sometimes young people think they're invincible, you know, and I worry about them. But then we have others who are extremely conscious, you know, of how important it is to obey the rules and to live for the Lord. We have a 15-year-old guitar player at our church. He works at Jimmy John's, and he said he was walking to choir rehearsal. I think this was the other night, or no, walking home. That wasn't choir rehearsal. But he said that he was challenged so much, you know, and he's not 15, he's 17. So these years are going flying by. That's our Elder Arletta's son. His name is Montague. And he said he was being challenged, you know, at work so much, and just being bombarded about, you know, well, how about your God now? And, you know, with all of this right here, you know. And he simply just said, you know, God didn't cause it. This attitude is what's causing this, you know. And if you can believe what you want to believe or don't believe what you want to believe, you know, but in this environment, you know, we as believers, you know, it is important that we grasp hold, you know, unto the Lord, grasp hold, spread the message of God, who is the final. Bishop Kramer said it best. Listen, you know, there's appointed for all of us to die, and I think Bishop Tyndale said it as well. We're all going to die. We're dying as soon as we're born. Somebody said that on the sitcom. Say, I'm dying. So, oh my God, it is a yeah. Well, we're all dying. You know, we really are. And I was one other movie I can make this reference. This other movie that was out. The guy said everybody wants to die. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die.
Amen.
You know. So anyway, that's really all I have there. I'm going to try and see if we can, you know, get one more caller in, if that's okay. We have 11 minutes. Actually, we didn't have 30 minutes when I said earlier, Teacher Tyndale. What it was, mm-hmm. I forgot that I extended, I think at your request, the time to 90 minutes instead of 60.
Right.
So that's why we had a lot more time. Caller, you're at area code 920-204. Go right ahead. Area code 920-204-32. Go right ahead. Well, I guess that's all that we have. Everyone else is pretty shy, Teacher Tyndale, but I think that more than anything else, this has been an extreme blessing. Thank you so much for all that you do, all that you've done, you know, in this particular, you know, we don't know, you know, when we're going to need, you know, tools like this to be able to get out and talk to, you know, and connect with each other. You know, it's just so very important. So thank you so much for everything that you've done and your diligence and letting God lead you and how you've been praying. And also allowing me to come out of the cave every now and then and get on the golden mic. So
Amen. I thank you, Bishop Haywood. And I thank God. To God be the glory for the leading of the Holy Spirit. And the longer I live, the more I know that whatever the Holy Spirit leads, that's where I and we need to follow. And I'm just, you know, thinking about all of this that's going on, I'm thinking of what the Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 4:17. And this encourages me because we know that to suffer with him will be to reign with him. But he said, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. It will be worth it all. And I just give God the praise and the glory. I give special thanks to all of our bishops who so wonderfully called in and shared words of encouragement. It means so much to be under leadership that cares for the flock and cares to take time to encourage and show love to the flock. And we thank you, bishops, so very much, from our ecumenical patriarch and all the other bishops that shared, and for our listeners who called in and shared your how you have been encouraged by this. And we just also thank our leaders and our Episcopal Board of Bishops and everyone. To Bishop Haywood, so diligently works closely with me on this in this ministry. And I just want to announce that our next broadcast will be on Saturday, May the 9th. And on Saturday, May the 9th, our featured speaker will be Elder B. Emerson. She called in a little while ago, and I almost said she's raring to go right now, but we just look forward to hearing what God will give her to share with us on Saturday, May the 9th. And Elder Emerson is from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We also want to say to those of you who are listening who may not be a part of the UFCCM, but who may want to know more about this international move of God, this ministry, please check out our website at ufccm.org. And also, if you have questions about the broadcast, if you have special prayer requests that are unspoken on the radio, if you have comments or observations or just want to share how these broadcasts have blessed you, please feel free to reach out to this ministry at teachertyndall@ufccm.org. That's teachertyndall@ufccm.org. We would so very much love to hear from each and every one of you. So before Overseer Brooks gives us our closing prayer, I just want to reiterate that we are moving forward by faith, checking up, checking on, checking in, and I love the icing that Bishop Hobson put on the cake, but we are not checking out. To God be the glory. Overseer Brooks.
Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we give you the praise, the glory, and all the honor. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to just come before your presence. We honor you and thank you for this radio broadcast and under the leadership of our teacher, Tyndall. Lord God, continue to anoint and bless her, Bishop Haywood, as they open up the broadcast once a month, Lord God, for those of us that listen in to get an encouraging word or, Lord God, just to be lifted up. We just thank you and just praise you. And we continue to lift up the entire UFCCM family, the entire UFCCM nation, God. Yeah. Lord God, we just thank you for what you are about to do during this time of quarantine, Lord God, and all those persons and those that are saved and those that are not saved and those that are looking for church homes, those that are looking for a covering, God. We thank you that you'll lead them, Lord God, and we pray now for the anointing. Lord God, the anointing that destroys every yoke and set the captive free. Lord God, the anointing that comes, oh God, Lord God, to allow us to do what you called us and commissioned us to do. We thank you right now, God, as we're resetting, as we're refocusing, as we're making alterations and changes in our ministries, God.
Yes.
We are preparing now, Lord God, for the influx of persons that are going to come in to the body of Christ. So we thank you now that each jurisdiction, Lord God, are seeking your face and praying and looking, Lord God, for you for guidance and yielding to your spirit, oh God, so that, Lord God, we can take in those, oh God, that are lost during this time, oh God. We just bless you and we praise you. We give you all glory and we thank you, Lord God, for our leader, Bishop Tindall, Secretary General Shirley Tindall, God, all the board of bishops, Lord God, all the pastors, all the leaders, all the laborers, all our children, God, in Jesus' name. We just give you the praise. These are exciting times, and we thank you right now, God, that as we yield to you, you will give us direction, you'll give us guidance. And we thank you, as you said in Deuteronomy 20:4, Lord God, that you go with us to fight for us, to give us the victory in the end. So we honor you now, we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. What a powerful prayer. God be with you all till we meet again.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. This is Bishop H.D. Haywood, Sr., Communications Chair for the UFCCM. And I am so excited that my excited is excited for you. In the upcoming 2020 year, there is a vision like none other. Please stay tuned by going to ufccm.org, that's ufccm.org, and you'll receive all of the exciting happenings and events. Again, ufccm.org. Don't
stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to ufccm.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training.